obviously became massively interested when we related to his potential availability. We were looking for the option of bringing somebody into to help our spin department, and with the, having lost Michael Yardy, who plays such an important role in our white ball cricket, and obviously Danny does that brilliantly, the brilliant white ball cricket, but he's underrated with red ball as well. He's got good stats and he's only 24. He's a great age, fantastic age to improve and get better.
Were you a little bit surprised that he was available?
Yeah, obviously, because he's a gun in 2020 and a gun in 50 over cricket, but especially 2020, where he's been an integral part of Hampshire's success. So we were surprised, but equally, obviously, that Hampshire felt he wasn't a major player in their four-day team, and players nowadays, and quite rightly, so ambitious to play in all formats. And Danny wants to come and play red ball as well as white ball, and his chances at Hampshire were limited by the emergence of Dawson, who bats in that top six and bowls left-arm spin too. So Hampshire have obviously, to a degree, done it right by the player and by allowing him an opportunity to hopefully further his career elsewhere.
What about his temperament as well as his sort of skill mentally? How strong is he and how hungry do you think he is to succeed, particularly with Sussex?
Well, he's got to be hungry because he's left Hampshire in contract and renegotiated a contract which isn't as favourable to try and further his career. So that's a great sign of intent in the first place by a player that he's put, you know, monetary interest and etc. to one side to try and further and kick and get his career going back on track in all formats. So that's a great sign that he's hungry. His temperament is very, very good, and it's proven. If you know, this bloke's played for England in one day cricket and every year for Hampshire bowls, you know, against Sussex, would bowl important overs. He'd bowl at the back end of an innings, he'd bowl in a power play, and as I say, to a degree, do the role that Michael Yardy has done very, very well for us in 2020 cricket as well. So I think his temperament as somebody who can take pressure is unquestionable. His hunger is just demonstrated by taking a risk to leave a club where he was, as I say, established and safe, and come and go somewhere else with a view to try and move the rest of his game on.
How do you think the wickets at Hove might suit him?
Well, look, he's good wherever he plays. You know, the good players do, they adapt very, very easily. What we need to do at Sussex is obviously, as I say, to try and kickstart and move on his red ball cricket a little bit as well. Mark Davis will have a big part to play here, but we've just got a young and a very, very hungry 24-year-old, which is exciting. You know, as much as the disappointment of being relegated is, it allows you to reset, realign, and you know, you've got a 24-year-old coming in which fits that brief.
And how nice is it for you to have sort of, I suppose, the first building blocks in place so soon after the end of last season to sort of, you know, look forward sort of already really to next year?
You do a lot of your planning well before the eventuality of the final bits of the season gives, you know, tells you what division you're in. You're trying to put things in place, but as I say, the going down, one of the things it does do, it really makes you focus and realign certain things. And we've got a new captain who's hungry and excited and motivated, and we've got, as I say, a young left-arm spinner at the age of 24, which fits the brief that, you know, that what we're going to do. As I say, we're going to look a little bit more from within a little bit at times, and from the outside, if there's the right players available, and we definitely feel Danny is and he's the right age, we'll obviously make those moves.
And how do you feel, I mean, in terms of after the relegation, getting back up into Division One? I mean, you're never going to be able to probably compete, I suppose, financially with some of those Division One sides that get Test cricket and internationals as well. You know, how well supported are you going into next season in order to deliver a sort of promotion chasing side?
Look, we got relegated by 2 points. Middlesex came second this year, and the year previously they stayed up by 1 point. So we know the margins are very, very slim and very, very small. What we do know, we've got a new sort of a very, very good team, got some very, very good players. We felt we were hit cruelly by injuries, which hamstrung a lot of what we try to do. So getting some of those players back and fit will give us a great start. We always get great support by the board. We get great support by our members. We're a well-supported club, but we have to be realistic of what type of club we are and what size of club we are. So sometimes we are limited, and we have to try and make sure we're in the right place when people like Danny Briggs comes along, when Chris Jordan comes along, when Ollie Robinson comes along. We have to try and get those type of players in. But you will rely on your core players. You will rely on your Luke Wrights, your Ed Joyces next season to get back some form to help you get back to where we believe we want to be. But we need to also to play well in white ball. So we're in a good place, but equally we're in a realistic place of where we are. We've took a hit to our pride, to our esteem, but it's not a mortal one because we know we've got a lot of good people and a lot of good players. And we've got a lot of ambition to still to win, to compete and to get back in the first division and keep competing in white ball as well.